Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go, guys. Let's go. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, I am live. I am in the flesh. Right? You are listening to the show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in. You can listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or have an opinion on today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad and I will put you on the air. Again, let's get started. Come on! And I know you guys are sitting at the office trying to listen to the show and trying to keep it down. For us, right? Trying to keep it down for the so the boss won't hear you see what's going on, right? So the boss won't ask you what's going on. And those of you who are riding in your car right now listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via Blog Talk Radio, my show page, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via Facebook or Twitter, thank you guys for tuning in as will. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? So, welcome, guys, and welcome to the show. It's a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning here in the ATL. Right now, it's 37 degrees and bright, bright sunshine. I mean, you need your sunglasses today, guys. We're looking at a high today of 52, low tonight 33, and Thursday we're looking at a high of 67. Should be nice on tomorrow and a low 43 on Thursday night. Friday, looking at a high 71, low 55. Saturday, thunderstorms, 71. Sunday, partly cloudy, 73. Monday, thunderstorms, 71. All right. So that looks like that's your weather for the next several days. So you guys can grab that and do with it as you please. Looks like we're going to have sunshine all day. All right. Let's see here. What's our word of the day? Let me grab this real quick. Today's word of the day is
invigilate.
Invigilate. Invigilate. I-N-V-I-G-I-L-A-T-E. Invigilate. Invigilate is a verb and it means to keep watch, especially to supervise students at an examination. Supervise or monitor. That's invigilate. Invigilate. All right? And so you can take that word and use it however you want. And that's where we are. Hey, guys, give me 1 second and I'll be right back. Quick piece of business, but we're back on and ready to rock and roll. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning into the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. Now, see, before we get into the show, I just wanted to say, I wanted to send, and I do this quite often, I wanted to send a happy birthday shout out to Logan Calloway, who works with me. Logan's birthday was actually, I believe it's today. We told him happy birthday last night, but I believe his birthday is today. So anyway, happy birthday, Logan. So today's episode is entitled Gold Diggers. Are they really into the relationship or your pockets? And so I wanted to discuss some of the reasons that gold diggers are out there and hungry. All right. And what I mean by out there and hungry is that when you think about it, why would you call a young lady a gold digger? I guess there are men who are gold diggers as well, right? Men who kind of pounce on women who they think are affluent and doing things and making money. I mean, there are guys who grab a hold of women for their money, and they use them until they can't use them anymore, and then they move on to someone else. The same goes for young ladies. There are young women out there who are gold diggers, and they go after guys who they think have money or may have money, and they use them and they get their money until they, you know, can't get any more out of them. So there are men and women who are gold diggers, okay? Men and women are gold diggers. And so, and when you think about it, a lot of people say, when you say gold diggers, a lot of people think that it's just women. But men are gold diggers as well. A man will ride out a relationship with a woman, or he'll ride out a relationship with a young lady. If she's got something to offer as far as money, he'll ride her out and he'll take her money, and he's a deadbeat, really, because, you know, he may not be working, but she's trying to take care of him or trying to help him out until he gets back on his feet. Well, what do you call back on your feet? What I'm saying is that, you know, and I want to warn my female listeners, because a lot of times these guys are, you know, they treat you well in the beginning. And then you get to the point where you're comfortable enough with them, and y'all start to sleep together, have relations with each other, and everything's just at the top, over the top, so to speak. And he does everything in his power to make that work. Right? Because once you get to that point, and women are emotional creatures, so they kind of wear their emotions on their sleeves. And so when you get to the point, and I've had this too, you get to the point where you can see it in her eyes and how much she feels for you. And so at that point, that's when they start to digging for gold, so to speak. And what I'm saying by digging for gold is that they start to ask for money, ask for favors. Babe, can you help me get my car out of the shop? You know, it's going to be $360, but I'm like $160 away, and I need my car because I'm trying to get a job. And she'll do it. Oh, yeah, I'll do it. I'll take you to get your car. And then the next thing you know, he's a bit short on his rent. And I'm saying this because you can flip this thing right around and put that woman in that same spot as the man. And she's doing the same thing. Saying the same things. I remember when I was coming through college, I'd come home during the summer. When I came home during the summer, my mom was able to get me a job at the main post office, just outside, a little bit south of Atlanta. The main post office where all the mail come in, all the mail go out, right? So I go into the main post office to work, and I'm working with a bunch of, you know, 40-ish, maybe some of the women were even in their 50s. But I was working with a bunch of 40 and you know, late 30s and 40-year-olds, okay? And me, as a college student coming in, they knew the college students were coming in. So I come in, we come in, and a couple of them gravitate toward me, saying stuff. You know, these older women, they'll pretty much say anything. And so saying stuff and this and that. And I go back home and I tell my mom, I said, Mom, these women saying some crazy stuff at work, this and that. And, you know, my mom would tell me, she wanted me to have an older woman. I mean, I was dating, you know, school sweetheart and all at that time. You know, we were in college. I was dating. But my mom wanted me to, and I'm saying this, I know my wife's listening, okay? But we're very secure in our relationship. This is well over 30 years ago. But anyway, I'm telling this to make a point. But so my mom says, go after one of them. Get you an older woman, because she can teach you, or she will teach you, how to treat your future girlfriend or your future wife. She gonna show you how to treat a woman. Okay, so I'm thinking, man, I don't know about this. It was one older lady, and I don't know if she's still living today or not. I mean, that's been well over 30 years ago. And so she always talked to me, and she talked to me sensibly. She didn't say all this off-the-wall stuff and this and that, and I felt like she was a really, really nice lady. So next thing I know, she gives me her phone number. Okay, I call her. We talk back and forth a little bit. Then the next thing I know, she asked me to come over. And I go over and, you know, we hang out. She cooking and all this stuff, and we talk and laugh, yada, yada, yada. And I go home. And then, you know, the next thing you know, she invites me over and we, you know, she cooking, yada, yada. We laughing. And then she, you know, we eat, and then she disappears. And I'm just sitting in the kitchen kind of twiddling my thumbs wondering, you know, where'd she go? Maybe thought she went in the restroom, whatever. So a little while later, she comes back into the kitchen and she said, I'm in my room watching TV. Why don't you come in here? So I'm like, hell, what's that? You know, what's going on now? What's, you know, I'm thinking, man, what's getting ready to happen? I'm not scared, but I'm scared. So I go back in the bedroom with her, and we talk and laugh, watching TV, yada, yada. She starts to get closer. And the next few minutes or whatever, I'm not going to go into that. And, you know, we didn't have sex, you know, I'm going to say that. We didn't have sex. But I thought at that time, I'm like, man, okay, I got her, right? I got her. And I hadn't had sex with her, right? I hadn't had sex with her. Serious. And so we go. I go home. Not doing anything with her. I go home. I come back the next day. We're talking. And I tell her, I say, man, my car is in the shop. And I need to get my car out of the shop. Well, she said, I'll take you to get your car. I'm like, yeah, I can get somebody to take me to get my car, but I don't have enough money to get it out of the shop. I had money. I mean, I was working too. I had money, but I thought I could get her to pay for it. And she offered to pay for my car to get out of the shop. So go get my car out of the shop. And then after that, I'm going back to school. I never ever see this lady again. Okay? But what I'm saying is that men are gold diggers as well as women. I'm not saying, you know, I was a gold digger or anything like that. I just saw that opportunity, right? And like I said, that was 30-something years ago. But, you know, she did that for me. She knew my mom and all this stuff. I worked at the post office together. So, but, you know, women do those things as well. Okay? They find a man. And the reason that women do that to men is because, you know, a lot of you young guys out there, y'all try to get women the wrong way. And what I mean by that is y'all try to tell her what you got. I drive a Charger. I drive a Chrysler 300, you know, and I pay $500 a month for that car. I just put wheels on it and this and that. And, but I just, you know, I just got, you know, I'm getting ready to buy me a house and all this stuff and talk about your money you make. Trying to impress her, you know, that you know, and when you do that, when you lay that out there like that, talking about your money and what you got and all this stuff, hey, some women, they have lights to go off in their head, and some women are only doing it for the money, and they'll throw the trick out there too. They'll say that, you know, yeah, let's get together. Let's go to the movie and then let's go back to your place. Y'all go back to your place and y'all hang out and you may get a chance to sleep with her. She's doing this not because she's really into you and she's really, you know, falling for you and, you know, y'all in love, this and that. That's not it. Okay? She's grabbing a hold of you because you've told her all this stuff you got, the money you've got, the wealth you've got. Okay? And she's doing this to get to your pockets. Okay? Then the next thing you know, babe, I'm kind of short on my rent. Well, I want to get my hair done. I want to get my nails done. I want to do this, do that, do this, do that. Always sucking money out of your pocket. And that's what I call a gold digger. Now, your definition of a gold digger may be different. But that's my definition of a gold digger. She doesn't really want you. She may like you a little bit, but she doesn't really want you. But she wants what you have. She wants the money. And I'm going to tell you, some women are just like some men. They'll go back and talk to their friend and say, girl, I got together with him last night. And we went back to his place after the movies. And then after that, I made him take me so and so for to eat. And then you know, he gave me some money to get my hair done and my nails done. And all the while, she's sucking that money out of your pocket. The whole time. And some men get so wrapped up into that. You know, it's like the horses with the blinders on. They can't see from side to side. They can only see straight ahead. Some men get to the point where they can't see side to side. They only see straight ahead. They only see her in front of them. When there are all these other women on their side just looking in, but he can't see them. He only see her. And then when he gets to the point where he doesn't want to give anymore, he feel like, you know, hey, she told me she's going out with her girlfriend tonight, and I'm good with that, man. And, you know, I'm good with that. Ain't no big deal. She going with her girlfriend. Then the next thing you know, you text her. She didn't text you back. You call her. Her voicemail comes on. All this type stuff. And then you don't hear from her for a few days. Then all of a sudden she called and say, I was sick. I've been sick. Ever since I went to the club that night, I've been sick. I ain't been answering the phone. I ain't been doing this. I ain't been going to work. I've been laid up. Yeah, she been laid up with someone else. Because when you think about it, and I did a show about this not long ago. Single women have 3 to 4 men in their stable at all times. That means 3 to 4 men that they're dealing with. They may not be sleeping with all of them. They're having conversation and they're kind of digging on each other. 4 of them, 3 to 4 men in their stables. Single men have 4 to 5 women, 4 or 5 women in their stable at all times. Right? So when you think about it, you know, that's how things happen. That's how things work. And I know a lot of you listening to the show now, you say, hey, I've had a gold digger. Women and men, I've had a gold digger. You had someone who was there for trying to get a hold of your money, not trying to get a hold of a relationship or anything like that with you. You're looking for a relationship, but she's not. And because you threw out all these dollar bills like you're the man, she can gravitate towards you and suck that money right out your pocket. You see these guys that go to the strip club, and they just out there just pow, 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 spending money. Girl, come give me a dance. Here go $20. Girl, come, bam, bam. And they're spending money. They're buying drinks. You want a drink? You want a drink? You want a drink? Hey, bring me three drinks over here for them and me. And then the next thing you know, she's sitting right next to you. You know, talking that smack in your ear. And the next thing you know, y'all going out together doing this and doing that. And then now she's short on her rent. She's short on her car note. She needs a few groceries. And I'm not saying that guys don't do that stuff. But be careful of who you do it with. 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. Now, I have a lot of callers up on the show. Yeah, I see you guys have called in. Now, you can press the number 1 on your keypad if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion about a gold digger. If you've had one, if you have one now, if you had one in the past, you have one now, or you know, or you see some, you've been seeing this girl and she got the symptoms of a gold digger. Okay? She got the symptoms of a gold digger. And if she does, you know, I'd say put her on a little short leash or put him on a little short leash. See what happens. Okay? See what happens. Because some, you know, some women will say, hey, let's go out to Red Lobster tonight. And Red Lobster is not an expensive restaurant, right? And you mean like, yeah, let's go to Red Lobster. But then there's some, the gold diggers, will be like, hey, you should take me out to Bones. I've never been to Bones. You should take me to Bones one night. Now, Bones is a very high-end restaurant in Atlanta, in the Buckhead area. And you'll probably spend close to $200 if you and her, just y'all two, go to Bones one night for dinner. I went to Bones for one of my anniversaries, for one of my wedding anniversaries, and I think I spent close to $200 with tip included. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't have a gold digger at all. I had my wife with me. I just don't think that someone that's, you know, you're not in a real serious committed relationship with, that y'all, you know, you need to be going to Bones. Put her on a short leash. We going to Red Lobster. If you don't want to do Red Lobster, you want to do Bones. I'm not that guy. You can't keep up with that. Okay, you take her to Bones, she get a taste of Bones, man. She going to laugh at Red Lobster. She walking Red Lobster with her nose turned up. Like, ugh, look, that table's all nasty. Look at the floor. Food on the floor. I mean, I'm not saying that that's the way Red Lobster is. I'm just saying that you know, Red Lobster is not a real high-end restaurant. But it's a nice restaurant to take a young lady to that you're trying to get next to. Get a hold of that. Grab it. But guys, that's what a gold digger is. Men and women. I gave you some of the characteristics of men as gold diggers. I gave you some of the characteristics of women as gold diggers. They're all the same. The only thing is one has long hair, the other one has a bald head. So guys, that's about all the time I have today. Well, I have a few more minutes left in the show, but I'm going to close it down. I got a lot of stuff to do today, and trying to get it done timely manner before I need to slow it down and put my head on the pillow. But I appreciate you guys listening to the show. Take care of yourselves. It's hump day. Today is Wednesday. Have a great day, guys, and take care of yourselves. This Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't trying to die. No. She got a finger on your booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Get that trap sound. Trap. Designer. Gold. Gold. Fast. Show. Show. Trap. How. Made it. Gold. Gold. Control the bag now. Control. No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down. Mask. We living fast now. Finest. Finest. Rose. We can go. We can go. Gold. Keep watching. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it in submission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah, that skill it, watch me flip it like it's five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a dick, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my neck. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball, let me breathe. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me. Watch, life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up the soda, diamonds on steroids. Keep watching me, whip up, still keep.
twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, curry chicken, call it stir fry. Take off from the bird, keep or let the birds fly. Why I started to take my prize, you a dead guy. Keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Finger roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat code. Why you keep looking at me? I feel like you got static. It must be the paddock. Pocket blue cheese, I'm in that kitchen.
In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it.
Keep watching me.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry.